Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, all week we've been looking at a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and that is praise and worship. I've entitled this message, The True Worshippers, referencing the text in John, the 4th chapter, where Jesus says to the Samaritan woman at the well that the Father is seeking those, He's seeking true worshippers, those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And over the last several days, we've been looking at why God wants us to praise Him. And then on yesterday's broadcast, we began to look at how. And the Word is very clear. It gives us examples. I shared an incident when I was first saved and I came to the Lord and I was in Brother Glass's service and I heard all these Christians talking about praising God. Well, I really didn't have any idea what praising meant. I said, God, what does it mean to praise? I didn't understand. And so we're looking now at the doing some teaching that God desires our entire being to be submitted and surrendered in worship to God. And as you go through the book of Psalms and especially Revelation also, we see that the body, soul, and spirit, the tripartite aspects of man, are all to be involved in worship. And as we concluded yesterday's broadcast, we were just looking at the use of the body in Scripture, how it exhorts us to use our mouth, our hands, and our body in the worship of God. Now, our mouth is used for singing. And as I shared, Psalm 95:1, the Word exhorts us, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation." And here, that refers to all of us, beloved, because it's not addressing song leaders, it's not addressing vocalists or soloists, because it says, let us make a joyful noise, beloved. So if you can't carry a tune, if you are not gifted musically, that you're not exempt, you're not excluded. We are to worship God with the voice that God has given us. We're to sing a song, a joyful song to the Lord. That's what the Word exhorts us to do. And as I said, to praise the Lord silently, that's a contradiction in terms, because praise involves the use of the voice. Now, I'm going to make another slight distinction, if you will. Our mouth is used in singing and in praising. And let me explain what I mean. This praising refers to singing in the Spirit. Singing basically refers to a song that has been given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We see the Psalms themselves. The book of Psalms that we read, those were rhema words that the Holy Spirit gave to David, to Asaph. They were compositions, songs that were sung. Let us sing unto the Lord in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That's what the Scriptures exhorts us. And psalms or songs basically are those that are written down. We have beautiful hymns that it were written centuries ago that are still part of our churches, and I say the churches, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, heritage. Beautiful ones that were composed by Luther and Wesley, hymns that are actually preaching messages in themselves. But this is what singing means, refers to a song that we can understand that has been written down. Whereas praising, if you will, refers to the song of the Lord or singing in the Spirit, in tongues, or that which is not defined or patterned, but guided and inspired by the Holy Spirit. That means a person can sing in their heavenly language or they can sing with the understanding, but it's not a song that is has been written down. It's, quote, that new song that the Holy Spirit is giving at the time. Let me give you a scriptural basis for this, and that's found in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verse 15. That's 1 Corinthians 14:15. What is it then? Paul says, I will pray with the Spirit, pray in our heavenly language, or I will pray with the understanding also. I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. Two ways of praying. Isn't that fairly clear? He's not being redundant. He's making two distinctions. And then he goes on to say, I will sing with the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, in the heavenly language, but I will sing with the understanding also. I will praise you, Lord. I will bless your holy name. Hallelujah. So we're just, there's singing with words that we can understand. And how do we do that? Well, you may never have done that before. You can just ask the Holy Spirit to show you and to take over. Psalm 51 and 15 says, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. I'm going to be moving quickly now. I could spend so much time in each one of these, but we want to move on to shouting. Oh, my word, Sister Glass, you're supposed to be quiet and reverent in church. Well, that was certainly true in the denominational church I grew up in. However, when you look at the scriptures, when it talks about praise and worship, it says in Isaiah, for example, chapter 12, verse 6, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Come on, beloved, if people can shout and scream at sporting events, football and baseball, don't you suppose we could get excited a little bit about what the Lord has done for us, about who He is? And then there's the hands. Scripture exhorts us. There's a lifting up of the hands in prayer and praise. Psalm 63 and 4 says, thus will I bless the Lord while I live. In other words, this is how I will bless the Lord while I live. I will lift up my hands to thy name. I've known some people that say, well, lifting up your hands, that they feel they don't like to do it. They feel self-conscious. They're not going to do it. And you know, God's not going to make you. He won't make you. But that's what the psalmist said. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands to thy name. And you know what, beloved? The universal body language of surrender and yielding is lifting up the hands. Somebody comes up, they have a gun, and you lift your hands to say, I surrender to you. I do not have any weapons. I'm not going to come against you. I'm surrendering to you. That's the universal body language that goes beyond the language barrier. Psalm 134 and 2 also says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Well, that's pretty clear. I don't think there's any ambiguity in that. And then also clapping. That we do that just even in our secular assemblies, if you will, say at a concert or if someone is speaking at a conference, we clap our hands as a sign of appreciation and support and joy, if you will. And Psalm 47 and 1 says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. And then, of course, there is musical instruments. That's given many ways in the scriptures. Psalm 149, that's another example. Praise his name in the dance and praise him with timbrel and harp. God, throughout the scriptures, gives us examples of his people praising God. Remember Miriam after the defeat of the Egyptians in the Red Sea, when they were, God brought his people out of Israel. She gathered the handmaidens, and with a timbrel she said, the horse and rider hath been thrown into the sea. Praise God. And so we see the timbrel, we see trumpets and musical instruments, that there were thousands of them created by David. He brought worship to a forefront in ancient Israel. And then, of course, we understand that marvelous passages that are outlined in 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, I shared in a previous broadcast that the first attempt was rather catastrophic. Uzzah died by his sin of presumption by touching the ark. They were carrying it on a cart, which is not how God ordained. It should be carried on the shoulders of the priests. They were staves that went through the round circular things that they were able to lift the ark, but they were to carry praise. What a beautiful example in a physical dimension of how we are to carry the praise of the Lord, the responsibility of the Lord, if you will, carried on the shoulders, right? That we have that responsibility to praise God. We see also, there's so many examples in Scripture. Hezekiah in 2 Chronicles, the 30th chapter, verse 21, there was great joy of God's people celebrating the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They had all kinds of musical instruments. And then in Nehemiah 12 and 36, at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, there was a great company that came with gladness, with thanksgiving, with song, and many instruments. Beloved, it talks about a 10-stringed instrument. That can be our hands, you know, the 10 fingers of our hands, worshiping and praising God. What a beautiful, marvelous subject this is, praise and worship. Well, we have covered the use of the mouth and the use of the hands. Again, the use of the body was in singing and praising and in shouting, hands and lifting and clapping, and in musical instruments. We're going to continue on next week, and we'll look at further uses of the body in bowing and kneeling and standing and dancing. But I need to be able to bring this broadcast to a close, and I just want to pray right now. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to show forth your praise, and I pray for every listener, Father, that they will begin to incorporate in a new measure praise and worship in their lifestyles, that they will become, we all will become, Lord, the body of Christ will become those who Jesus said so many centuries ago to that Samaritan woman, that we will be the true worshipers who will worship God in spirit and in truth. Lord, I thank you that everyone who's experiencing a spirit of heaviness right now, that you will cause them to put on that garment of praise. And as they start to praise and worship you, that heaviness is going to go in the name of Jesus. Father, I praise you and I thank you for it. Beloved, it's been just a precious privilege and joy to minister to you this week. I invite you to tune in next week as we continue on, however long the Lord wants us to stay on this subject. Thank you so much for your prayer support, your financial help. I love you. Thank you for joining me today. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.